السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وی آر کنٹینیوئنگ ود تحفہ دلہن، پیج نمبر 39، دی تھرڈ پیراگراف. وی ور ڈسکسنگ دی لاسٹ ٹائم ود ریگارڈز ٹو اے فیمیل گیسٹ دیٹ کمز ٹو دی ہاؤس. سو وین اے فیمیل گیسٹ کمز ٹو دی ہاؤس، دی لیڈی آف دی ہاؤس. Now, why they're saying female guest is because the lady of the house will interact with the female guest. So because she is interacting with the female guest, so she is being told that don't let that guest go without giving her something to eat, or even if it is a glass of water. Now we're continuing. When the husband brings a guest home, the wife should prepare to the best of her ability, giving preference to the guest over herself. It is permissible and even encouraged that she prepares special meals that are normally not served at home. Right? So say, like, normally now, we just have a normal meal. We don't make a dessert. We don't make a starter. We don't make a sweet dish. Right? Or maybe, like, if we're eating rice, we'll just eat rice. If we're eating roti, we'll just eat roti. But now the guest is coming. Now we don't know, the guest likes mutton. The guest likes chicken. The guest prefers rice. The guest prefers roti. So make all, if you have the means. If you have the means, make it all. Right? Of course, wastefulness is not encouraged. Now, what is wastefulness? What is wastefulness? Right? Now we want to decorate the table. Right? Now we want to get certain type of cups. Right? Now we want to put some pattern. And all that is extravagance. All that is wastefulness. Right? There's certain things in a salad, nobody eats it. But they put it there for decoration, like, you know, they're decorating the salad. Nobody eats the thing. That is waste, right? You're making a cake, you're making a biscuit, right? Then you take grass, that the silver grass and gold grass and all this funny thing, and you put it on the top. Those things are expensive. Nobody eats them. Right? They get thrown. Nobody eats them. Now we put, that is israf. That is extravagance. So we mustn't go to extravagance. And you know, today we find it hard to entertain guests because of all these lafras. Because of all these sideshows, we find it hard to entertain guests. Otherwise, to cook a meal and serve a meal, right, for an average housewife who knows how to cook, it's nothing for her. Even if she has to cook a meal for 10 people, it's nothing for her. She can do it. Quick, quick, she can do it. Right? But when you have all these other fancy ideas in mind, that dessert has to be like a certain type. You know, when we were growing up, dessert was made in one bowl. Everybody dished out from there and they ate. Now you're making a dessert. No, no, no. Everyone must have their own separate dessert bowl. And the dessert must have one feather inside and one pattern inside. And we're making problems for ourselves. Then when we think about entertaining, now it becomes like a big problem. Now we have to put one plate, then we have to put one side plate, then we have to put one bowl, then we have to put so many things, and then under all the plates we need another plate, and under that plate we need a placemat, under the placemat we still need a tablecloth, then we need a centerpiece, and we need a flower arrangement on the centerpiece. Now, in those days, if 4 or 5 men came home to eat, they took out one thali, one kuncha, you know, not kuncha, wedding kuncha, thali, you know, big plate, put it in the center, the food was served on that plate, everybody ate and finished. The lady of the house only has to put a dastarkhan down and put that one thali down and serve her curry. Everybody will eat in that same plate. After that, she just has to wash up that one plate, finish, the story is over. But now to entertain 5 people, you need the tablecloth, you need the centerpiece, you need the flower arrangement, right? Then you need the placemat. On top of the placemat, you need the plate to hold the plates, right? Then you need the main plate. Then you need the side plate. Then you need, I don't know how many things. How many things are required? One different kind of a tablespoon for a different dish, and a different kind of a tablespoon for another dish. Then they want to make the table. This is a new thing now. It's an old thing, but it's coming back in fashion. What's this? You must make it such that you got a table, right? You got the table. And on the middle of the table, there is a smaller revolving table. Smaller revolving table. Right? So now, say for example, you want the curry, right? Now the curry is on that side of the table. It's not near you, it's on the opposite of you. So if you want the curry, all you need to do is revolve the table. You don't have to ask anybody to pass it to you. You just revolve the table, the curry comes to you, you dish out. Right? Now it sounds all very nice, but you know what? It's not Muslim. It's not Muslim style. It's not Muslim style. You see, Muslims, we worry about ikram. Right? So we want to sit on the dastarkhan, we want to get more sawab. So if the curry is near me and somebody wants it, and I need to, now they'll tell me, can you please pass the curry to me? Or I'll see, that person doesn't have curry in his plate, let me pass the curry. Now the kafir style, hey, you just concentrate on your food, you don't worry about anybody else, you just carry on here. Day one, they must revolve the table and carry on. Nobody must disturb me, I'm having my meal. Right? And now the other day, I was having lunch. I was having lunch by somebody's house. And they had this kind of a table, where they had this revolving things. And two times it happened to me. It's so embarrassing now. Two times it happened to me there, on that same lunch meal. That now, you thinking now, okay, you're going to revolve the table because you want that curry on that side. At that moment when you're going to revolve that table, that fellow is reaching his hand to go and dish out the curry. Right? Now he's picking up his hand to go dish out the curry and you're revolving the table. Now why do we need all these things in our life? Funny, funny things. You know, Mufti Ibrahim started this up. He came home for meals. My principal, my ustad also, my principal also. So out of his mercy and shafqat, he accepted our invitation and he came home for meals. So that time I was staying here in the masjid yard, right? So he came upstairs to the flat. So now, you know, these girls also, they like to make all fancy fancy. So they had a water bottle there, and inside the water bottle they had ice. But now not normal ice now. Now you get these things, they look like fruits, you know? Look like fruits, you must take it in. It's in plastic. There's water inside it. You must keep this thing in the freezer. Then you take those fruits and you drop it in the water. So when Mufti Sahib came, now he's saying, hey, what's this thing in? He wanted water. Now he's saying, what's this? He's asking me, what's this thing in the water? So I told him, Mufti Sahib, baraf hai, like, you know, it's ice, like, you know. So he didn't say anything. So anyway, we poured the water for him, everything. Then after some time, we moved away to the house where we are presently staying. And Mufti Sahib came again. One time he was having program here in our masjid, so we pleaded, please, you come home for meals. So he again, out of his mercy, accepted the invitation and he came. So he came home. So again, that jug was there with those, with that same ice, that fruit, you know, fruit ice inside. So again he saw that thing. So he told me, he says, Maana, the only place, the first place that I ever saw this thing was in your house. And the only place I saw this thing was in your house. I never ever see it anywhere else. Everybody had a good laugh. After that I gave them warning. I said, please, don't put all these things here on the table. Funny, funny kind of vases we want. Just to make that one dessert. So many things. You know, when we were in Darulunum, we used to make a dessert. Right? And till today, I always think it was a very, very tasty dessert. You know how we used to make the dessert? We used to take one packet of tennis biscuit. Right? While it's still in the packet, we used to crush it up. We used to crush it. Crush it while it's in the packet. Eat the packet, eat that, squeeze it. Crush that tennis biscuit up. Right? All the biscuits must be broken, like powder it must go away, right? Then we used to take, do you know this tin peaches? Sliced peaches in the tin you get? We used to take that. Take about two or three cans. Now maybe I'll have one can, somebody else got one can, somebody else got one can. So we take those cans, We throw it in one Tupperware. The peaches, we put it in the Tupperware. Right? And then now we get some Nestle cream, you know? Nestle cream. So we take the Nestle cream and put it inside. And we mix the whole thing up. The tennis biscuits, crushed tennis biscuits inside. Couple cans of the peaches and couple cans of Nestle cream. And we mix the whole thing up. Right? And everybody is to eat from that one Tupperware. From that Tupperware, everybody used to eat. And now not everybody had a spoon. Not everybody had a spoon. Right? So we used to take turns with the spoons. We used to take turns with the spoons. Right? And then we used to have turns after that, because after all the peaches is finished, all the tennis biscuit crumbs are finished, so that, you know, the water now, that like juice, it is like syrup, right? From the cans, mixed with that fresh cream, that is still left in the Tupperware. Right? So we used to take turns to drink that thing. From the Tupperware we used to drink it. Right? So we were like 8, 9 in the room. Right? All of us would have that dessert in one Tupperware. One Tupperware and maybe three spoons. Right? So after we finish, firstly it used to take us maybe 5 minutes to make our dessert. Right? It take us another 5 minutes to eat the dessert. And the only thing we got to wash is a couple of spoons, the tin opener and one Tupperware. And our job is done. We enjoyed the dessert. Right? Now today, first you have to go and buy one exotic recipe book. Then you have to sit with that thing and go through it. No. This dessert is a hot dessert for winter. This dessert is a cold dessert for summer. This dessert is like this and that dessert is like that. Oh, I don't have this ingredient for that and I don't have this that ingredient for this. Ooh. Allah Pak have raham on your souls, man. Allah Pak have mercy on your souls. Become simple. Al-Badadatu min al-Iman. Simplicity is part of Iman. Be simple. Your life will become enjoyable. All this lafras, I must have this kind lights, I must have that kind table, I must have this kind this and that kind that. We make our homes into monuments. Make our homes into like monuments. And then all these things a person can have. All these things you can have. But Allah Pak can take the happiness out of that home. Allah Pak can take the happiness out of that home. And another person may be just having a simple dwelling. Look at Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Simple house. So simple that if you stood up and picked your hand up, you'll touch the roof. Right? No lights. No lights. Right? No appliances like stove and all that. Microwave and all. Nothing. There's a cook outside on the fire in the courtyard. Right? And so small that if Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam needs to go into sajda, he has to tap Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She will fold her legs. Then Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have a place to make sajda. But how much happiness was in that home? How much of happiness? Simple, right? There wasn't even a separate dining room and a separate lounge and a separate... No. One room, right? Daytime, it's turned into a kitchen. When visitors come, it's turned into a lounge. Right? When visitors come to eat, it's turned into a dining room. And sleeping time, it's turned into a bedroom. And they sewed in that house. Everything they did. Everything they did in that house. They taught people, children too. They taught. It was a madrasa also. It was an office also. The whole world was being, the whole Arabian Peninsula was being run from there. Simple. Simple. So bring simplicity into our lives. Bring simplicity. All these lafras, the kuffar are just getting us more and more and more and more involved in all these luxuries, futile things, things of israf. Go to the shops that sell all these things. You can't even believe it that they actually fill up a whole shop selling all these things that are of absolutely no benefit whatsoever besides giving a look. It only gives a look. That the only purpose that it serves is it gives a look. That's all. Has that look become so important to us? Impression, must create that impression. Has that become so important to us? Even the weddings, now you see they have to make invitation and they have to write there, sorry, only 2 guests allowed, only 3 guests allowed. Why? Because now they have to pay per head. They only got that many seats, that many chairs. The cook is only cooking for that many people. So with all the wealth, but they have to put restrictions. Have to put restrictions with all the wealth. And in the old days, they used to just make it dal and rice. How many people come? That the father of that boy is a wadima. He go in the masjid. He says, hey, come, everybody. Come. Wadima is taking place. Come, sit down. Come and have. They were not giving their only 2 invited. And if there's less space, they were just opening a dastarkhan on the floor. Throwing their plastic plates or paper plates. No, sit and eat. Eat, don't worry. Sit down. The doll used to come in the stainless steel bucket. The rice used to come in a plastic dish. They used to dish it out. They used to eat it. Everybody was happy and go home. Khalas. Those people still got married. And I think those marriages are stronger. Today the girls say, no, I have to book a certain hall. Then I need a certain person to do the stage. Then I need a certain, color scheme. What's the color scheme? And what color bouquets? And what clothes we're going to put for the chair? And don't know what and what. We have just confused our lives. We have confused our lives. And made our lives all difficult. There's no need for all these things. So prepare a good dish for your guest. But don't be wasteful. Although every guest attracts blessings to the home, but pious people bring untold good and blessings to the home. So must get very happy when ulama are coming. Jamaat, there's a jamaat in the town. You are living in the town, you hear that there's a jamaat in the masjid. Your husband came and said, you know what, I'll be late today, I'm sitting for the program. Same time you must tell your husband, you know what, speak to the brothers there. Speak to the Amir Sahib. Which meal can we cook? Invite them home. And if the Amir Sahib don't want to bring the Jamaat home, no problem. We'll send the food to the masjid. But let's take one meal. Must be happy to feed. A lady must love to feed. Today the ladies don't want to feed. We gone lazy with all our appliances and everything. We don't want to feed. Our dining room and all is just a museum, It's a museum. We don't want to feed. And if we feed, it must be an affair. Because when we feed, we want to show off what we got in all our cupboards in the kitchen. We need to show off now. So it must be an affair. No. We must love to feed on an ongoing basis. And we must be simple when we do it. There is a different beauty in simplicity. Myself, personally, if I, when I go somewhere to eat, and they got half a dozen plates there, and forks and knives, and I feel so uncomfortable, That's why, even when you go for Umrah and all that, certain of these packages in the hotels, they offer you breakfast. I can't eat there. I feel very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable I feel there. So much israf, so much wastage. You feel like, hey, Allah Pak's azab is going to fall down here. Now people can go and actually admire, look at the things here, look at how they set this place, and look at the chandeliers, and what a big breakfast hall. And I just can't take it. This last trip we went, and now we're only there for one day, and shortage of time. Now where are you going to go now to look for kettle and this and that? So we were booked in one hotel and he came with breakfast, and we were only there for one day. Only one day we were there in Makkah Sharif. So we said, never mind, we'll just go down, have a cup of tea and come out. And I went there. Actually, my heart was like palpitating. actually feeling like, you know what, this roof is going to fall down. People say they experience this thing in the darkness. You know, certain people have a phobia for darkness. That when it becomes dark, if there's no light whatsoever, they feel like they can't breathe. I was feeling like that in the breakfast hall. Like I'm going to have a heart attack or something. These chandeliers are all just going to fall down on my head. So there is a different beauty in simplicity. And by my Hazrat in Pakistan, every meal, breakfast, lunch, supper, every meal, every day, my Hazrat, Allah Pak give him jazai khair, he says, if he gets a chance to eat a meal with his wife and children together on the dastarkhan, maybe it's 5 times in the year. About 5 or 6 times in the year, he gets a chance to eat with his wife and children. The rest of the time, he is serving his guests. He has to sit with his guests and eat. Every meal. From breakfast to supper, without fail, every meal, between 10 and 20 people are eating on his dastarkhan. On his personal dastarkhan. I'm not talking about the khanka dastarkhan. Khanka dastarkhan is different. On his personal dastarkhan, between 10 and 20 people are eating every day. And they are all being served. Everybody is eating. Just open one dastarkhan. More people come, lengthen the dastarkhan. No problem. If there's more people and they can't fit, then those people wait. The first group finishes eating, those people come and sit and eat. This was sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a small 2x2 house. You know, if you go Roza Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see how small it is. That was the house, one room. Small 2x2 house. But he used to feed the whole Ashab al-Suffa, 80 people. He used to feed them in that house. Wanima took place in that size house. So now the house was so small. So what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do? Call 10 at a time. Come, eat it. And those 10 finish, go. Call the next 10. Eat it. You all 10 go, call the next 10. Now today they say, but Maulana, you know, we can't have the Wanima at home because we've got a very small house, man. We've got a small house, so we have to book a hall. We've got a small house. But they got lounge, they got dining room, they got backyard, they got garage, everything they got. But they say, Maulana, the house is too small. We have to book a hall. Where are we going to put our guests? So how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was feeding the Ashab al-Suffa? 80 of them. Just calling 10 at a time, 10 at a time, feeding them, they were going. So Mahazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Daun Barakatuh, same he does. If there's a lot of people, then the first group comes, they eat, they go out. Other group comes, they eat, they go out. There's no guna in that. Is there a guna in that? Allah Pak never say there's a guna in that. But Allah Pak said there's a guna in wastage, in israf, in spending too much, in becoming, everything must be like luxury and a show business. There's guna in that. But we love that. That we love. But this, if we have to say, no, call the guests 10 at a time. So embarrassing. How can we do a thing like that? What the people will say? What the people will say? Is everything about what the people are going to say? When are we going to start worrying about what Allah is saying? When are we going to start worrying about that? What is my Allah saying? We come out of the house, we go into the mall, and we're worried about what we look like, what cloak I'm wearing. Now if you tell that girl, then don't wear all this cloak with all this work and everything on it. Don't wear this small flimsy scarf where every turn you're taking, your neck is showing. Put a burqa on, wear a simple cloak, because you're going to the mall, is a place of fitna. I look so bad, then I'd rather stay at home. I look so bad, how can I just dress like that? So what we want? We want to create an impression when we're coming out of the house. We want to create an impression when we're coming out of the house. So we worried about what the people are going to say. What impression we making to the people. What impression we making to our nafs. When are we going to start worrying about What is my Allah Ta'ala's impression of me? The one who created me, what is his impression of me? When are we going to start worrying about that? So this must be our major concern. That what is my Allah Ta'ala's impression of me? What does my Allah Ta'ala want of me? So when we get an opportunity to feed pious people, we hear that our Ustad is coming to town, right? We hear that our Apa is coming to town. We hear that certain Alim, visiting Alim is coming to town. Then invite the person. Tell your husband, no man, go. Tell them you want to feed. Right? Now, sometime you may get the opportunity. Sometime you won't get the opportunity. But your niyat is there. Your niyat is there. You must make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, send your pious servants to my house. I want to feed your pious servants. And then, people only wait. People wait now when there's some visiting alim. Right? When there's some visiting alim come, then we say, now we want to feed that visiting alim, because that's like a big thing. Hey, but whose house they had lunch? Oh, they had, but that's, oh, they had lunch there. Oh, becomes like a status thing. Why we don't look around and say, you know what? There are so many muazzins. Right? Every day they are calling out the azan for salah. Let us invite the muazzin home. Maybe we got a small house, we can't invite all the muazzins, but the muazzin in our locality, can we not invite him home? So now when it comes to the buzurg, everybody wants to feed that buzurg. Everybody wants. Then we squeal, yeah, but they only go by the lani's houses, they only do this. Okay, we can't get a chance with the buzurg. What about the muazzin? Can't we get a chance with him? What about the ustad? Is teaching in that certain small madrasa there. There is one morana there. He's teaching hivs from the morning till the evening. He's teaching hivs. He's teaching this. He's teaching that. Never mind. He's also an alim. He may be also Allah's beloved. He may be also one hidden buzurg. Nobody knows about him. Let's invite him. The husband will feel hard because he doesn't want to burden the wife. Right? He doesn't want to burden the wife. The wife must take the initiative. She must tell her husband that, you know what, this week Friday I'm cooking certain thing. Why you don't invite few people? Invite few people, let's eat. No, we worried about when are we going to sit as a family? When are we going to sit as a family? And we'll sit in Jannat as a family. We'll sit in Jannat as a family. And in the dunya also we're sitting so much as a family. But when are we going to make amal on the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. Feed the people. Feed the people. So the lady must take an initiative. She must tell her husband, you know what? Bring some guests home. Bring some visitors. Long time we never have visitors on our dastarkhan. Long time I didn't feed and didn't cook and feed the people. Call some people home. The same attitude of selflessness should be displayed to all types of guests, irrespective of their standing. In fact, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even entertained kuffar guests. Now we got that garden boy came to work. The garden boy came to work. What will happen if we say, you know what, I'm cooking a nice meal, some nice food I'm cooking here. Never mind, man. Let me give this garden boy, he's also Allah Pak's slave. Let me give him a good meal. Maybe he'll get iman with my good akhlaq. I make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm preparing a meal for the house. Before we even eat, I'm taking out nice food, the best pieces of meat. Everything, and I'm going to give this garden boy. Ya Allah, you make it affect him. Let him bring iman. Right? He is also a banda of Allah. But we don't think about that. Only when one visiting buzurg is coming, then we want that buzurg must come to our house. Or we want our connections must come. So if they can't come, there are other people, we can feed them. But we must love to entertain guests. But we mustn't break Allah's command while we entertaining the guests. One should never think that one is doing the guest a favor. Right? So now, I want you to read on your own. You must read on your own till page 40. Page 40 till before sacrificing one's wealth for one's husband. Till there. Read it on your own, because I've already mentioned to you already most of the points that I mentioned here. Right? So you also just read through what is written in the kitab, and inshallah in the next period we will continue with sacrificing one's wealth for one's husband. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.